Hello everybody, I'm Sarah. Welcome to Radio Slash, the Mon Plaisir Web Radio. You're listening to In The Mood program. We're welcoming Juanita Gomez, a young Mexican immigrant who has been living in the USA for 3 years. Hello Juanita, can you introduce yourself?
Hello everyone, my name is Juanita Gomez and I am 17 years old. I live in the USA since I was 14 years old. You know, it hasn't always been easy to be integrated.
Can you develop this part of your story, please? You may start by telling our listeners about your childhood.
As far as I remember, my family started having money problems when I was 10 years old. There was famine too. For example, they were forced to sell some of our possessions to allow us to live. I was young. I didn't realize the seriousness of the situation until I was older.
Older? How old are you?
It seems to me that it was when my mother tried to explain to me that we were going for a long trip and that I had to say goodbye to my friends.
Juanita belongs to one of the many Mexican families who, to escape poverty, famine, or the crop failure, made the choice to go illegally to the USA. People migrate because they want to have a better salary to be able to hit their file. Most of the time, there's illegally crossing go wrong. How was it for your family, Juanita?
Well, Sarah, we had little food and some clothes with us, and a smuggler helped us to cross with an improvised boat.
Your parents must have been scared to be deported too. What about your parents? How did they feel during the crossing?
It's an interesting question, Sarah. You know, I think they were completely blinded by the American dream. A big house, a Cadillac to go to work, and money quickly and easily falling in their pockets.
And it was only an illusion, wasn't it? I have many questions for you, Juanita. A question especially intrigues the listener. How were your first day at school?
As a matter of fact, my new life in the USA has been difficult, Sarah. Kids are very mean to each other, you know. Even more for a new teenager who doesn't speak English. Do you see what I mean?
I do. That's exactly what I think. But despite this, have you been able to find a place for yourself?
Fortunately, I managed to show the other pupils that I was a student like any other one.
This is a very inspiring life lesson for a listener, Juanita. They have another question for you. What about these famous American dreams? Is it realized?
As I said before, it's only an illusion. Life is expensive, we suffer from discrimination. My parents have very low-paid jobs, our apartment is small and in bad condition. My family was lured by the many opportunities they could have by coming here. When we left Mexico, we were poor and we are still poor.
I see. I understand your disappointment. However, as a young immigrant, do you have a hope for your future? I feel that you're not the type to be discouraged.
That's true, Sarah. Even though I still suffer from discrimination, I hope to get high grades at school to get a good job. I would like to be a doctor.
And we wish you so, Juanita. Now, I would like to bring up one last subject for you. You must be aware for Trump project with his ambition to build a wall on the Mexican border. Illegals can only cross the border illegally because they are undocumented and they meet difficulties to achieve this American dream. How do you feel about that? Anger? Isn't it unfair?
Absolutely, Sarah. I think the USA should give a chance to immigrants because they bring with them a young and dynamic population who can also bring innovative ideas to America.
Well, thank you for coming to share your testimony, Juanita. I think your experiments may help the American population to be more tolerant towards immigrants. I'd like to add that instead of separating Mexicans from Americans, Mr. Trump should gather them and create broader united country. It's already the end of our program. Thanks to be here with us. Thank you for having been listening to our radio and see you soon on Radio Slash.
Thank you for welcoming me, Sarah.